star. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can always catch us via streaming or listen as a podcast at huntleyradio.com. Sometimes theater is around the corner. Sometimes you have to travel a bit. No matter what, good theater is always worth the trip. The Lakeland Players is a theatrical group performing out of the historic Sprague Theater in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. The next production will be the rock and roll Broadway musical, All Shook Up, featuring the music of the legendary icon Elvis Presley. All Shook Up opens May 13th and runs through May 22nd. Joining me now are John Danovich, Trevor Wilson, and Javon Wehrmeyer to discuss this wonderful show. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hello. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Now, who wants to step out from the crowd and tell me what is this show about?
We're talking about a young rebel type character, an Elvis, a James Dean type character that comes to a very small town that has very backwards ways, bringing his guitar and his sense of rock and roll and social injustice with him, and ignites the local population with gyrating hips and songs about love and passion. It's a good old rock and roll musical. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with the girl he thinks he's falling in love with. But that girl might not be the right girl or even in the right set of clothes. It's kind of a twist. The show is basically a take on Shakespeare's Twelfth Night.
Oh.
Mistaken identities, people fall in love with people they think they are falling in love with, but they might not be the people that they think they are. So it's a lot of mistaken identities and lots of fantastic music.
Now, would I be correct in thinking that this, if this was made into a movie, this would be, the star of this show would be a character Elvis would have played?
Absolutely. And Trevor, who's on the line with us here, is playing that character. In this show, his name is Chad, but he would definitely be Elvis Presley.
Now, I was just going to call you Chad. Trevor, can you tell us about the character of Chad?
Yeah, so, Chad is, he's a roustabout, so he likes to go from town to town and spreading his lovin', like he likes to say. But his main thing is just going from town to town, exciting all the women and getting them to sing and dance and everything. So he comes to this town, and the mayor of the town, Matilda, has actually banned singing and dancing and basically anything fun. So he's made it his personal mission to try to overthrow her and get the town all excited and ready to rock and roll.
And now, Trevor, did you do a lot of Elvis research for this? Did you watch actual Elvis movies?
Yes. Yeah. So I actually last night just watched Viva Las Vegas, and I watched Don't Be Cruel also, and Blue Hawaii. So I watched a couple movies to get into character, but mostly I've just been watching some YouTube videos and things, and trying to get some of his dance moves and his mannerisms down.
Now, Javon, you play a very comedic character in this production. Is that correct?
Somewhat, yes. I am kind of a nerdy character, very shy. Been in love with one of the girls in town for probably ever, but don't have the guts to tell her. And she and I are best friends. And when Chad comes to town, or Trevor's character Chad comes to town, she kind of falls head over heels for him. And I'm sitting here going, but wait a minute. And ultimately, because she and I are such good friends, I'm helping her somewhat through the process, but I also become Chad's sidekick through the production. And it's just a lot of comedy of errors kind of thing through the process.
Now, John, you play multiple characters in this production. Can you tell us some of the iconic Elvis songs that will appear in the show?
Oh, some of the best Elvis songs ever. I mean, Love Me Tender, Roustabout All Shook Up, obviously, Heartbreak Hotel. There's just, you go down the litany of all your favorite Elvis songs and they're in this show. It's an Elvis spectacular.
And John, are you active with the Lakeland Players? Do you know what went into choosing this show for the theater to do?
Yeah, actually, I've been doing shows with Lakeland Players since 1982, a few years.
Yeah.
We go through, a list of things we want to try and accomplish as a group every year. And there's dozens and dozens, if not hundreds of shows that we'll look at in the process of trying to figure out what shows we're going to do for a particular year. We even have an artistic director whose main focus is to try and come up with a good slate of shows for the year. All Shook Up is one that our previous artistic director, David Whitney, had proposed for the group. And unfortunately, it was scheduled to perform several years ago, but then COVID hit and we had to shut the theater completely down. So this has been on our slate, our docket of shows for a long time, for many years now. And we're finally able to produce it and get it onto the stage and have people come in and watch our production. So we're extremely excited about being able to get back out there and perform. We've got a couple shows that we've put under our belts since opening back up. And we're excited, we're primed, we're pumped, we're glad that we're able to share this with the community and be able to perform again.
Now, Trevor, I have seen you several times on stage. I saw you in Rumors and was really impressed. That was just a great show. And then A Few Good Men, which is such a strong drama. So you did a comedy, a drama, and now you're doing a musical. You kind of do it all. But I also understand this is your first musical. What attracted you to the idea of testing out the musical waters?
Yeah, so I don't know, but I don't have any like prior singing experience. I don't know how to read music or anything like that. So this has definitely just been a great learning experience all around for me. The last play I was in, the director actually approached me and asked me if I wanted to partake in auditions, and I went to the audition and got the role. So I think it was mostly on a looks basis of how I got the part, because I don't know, as far as the singing goes, I've definitely feel like I've gotten better at singing as the practices and rehearsals have gone on.
Now, you mentioned getting the role possibly with a little bit to do with your looks. I don't want you to downplay your talent, because I've seen you on stage and you're a very, very good performer. But in terms of looks, we're on the radio. How would you describe your look to the people sitting at home?
Well, I don't want to say I look like Elvis, because he is one handsome fella. But I'm got dark hair, and that's pretty much where the similarities stop. But I started growing out the sideburns to try to get his iconic sideburn look. But as far as looking like Elvis, I'm trying to do the best I can.
Now, Javon, what appealed to you about this musical? What made you want to audition for All Shook Up?
Well, I have been involved in the Lakeland Players theater for I think maybe 7 years now, and I just an opportunity to get on stage and share music with the community. I enjoy singing. It had been many years since I'd been on stage when I tried out for Hello Dolly. I think it was 7 years ago, but I've always had a love for that. And there are a few people that I know in the production, and they said, well, you really need to try out. Sometimes the time commitment makes it a little difficult, but ultimately I'm glad that I have the opportunity to be a part of it.
And Javon, is this a big dance show as well?
There are a lot of dance numbers with the ensemble and that, yes.
Okay. And what is your background with dance? Are you a dancer, a mover, or a stander?
I am not going to call myself a dancer, that's for sure. You know, my experience with dancing has mainly been through theater. I never took dance classes in that, but, you know, this has given me an opportunity because some of the exposure with the theater, previous directors and some of the choreographers have been dance teachers. And so it kind of gives me that ability to expand my experience in that. And that's been good.
Now, Trevor, you mentioned watching some YouTube videos to try and really capture the Elvis moves. Has that been a process for you? Does it come pretty easy or do you have to work at it?
Yeah, definitely have to work at it. But our main choreographer is also playing the main female character. Natalie Haller is the main character. And Diana is our choreographer. And she's amazing. And she's really incorporated a lot of Elvis moves in there. So it's pretty easy, you know. So so she's definitely, you know, kind of you know, laid the groundwork for everything. I just have to throw in a couple little moves here and there. But the general choreography for, we have about 30 songs in this play, which is
a
crazy amount. So there's a lot of moves to memorize.
Now, John, I know that we use the music from Elvis's songbook throughout this show. Is there original music as well, or is it all Elvis songs?
It's completely Elvis music. Everything that we do in the entire show is an Elvis song, whether he wrote it or someone else wrote it and he performed it. But it's all centered around Elvis. It's an Elvis musical song.
Very neat. You are listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, your home to the best in talk and music. If you are going to be outside of our normal broadcast area, you can always stream us or listen to us as a podcast at huntleyradio.com. Today, we're talking about the upcoming rock and roll event coming to the historic Sprague Theater in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, the Broadway musical All Shook Up, featuring the music taken from Elvis Presley's songbook of hits. Presented by Lakeland Players, the highly entertaining musical plays Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from May 13th through May 22nd. For ticket information, call the ticket manager at 262-383-0762 or visit lakeland-players.org. Now, John, you mentioned that the previous artistic director, David Whitney, had selected this show and then passed away. I do know that the new artistic director, Barry Norton, who is just amazing director, he's directing this. What is it like to work with Barry? All
right. Barry is a gem. He's great fun. He's got a wealth of knowledge. We've got a little bit of a connection going with several people here in this particular show, with Barry and Trevor and myself. We're all people that went to Columbia College in Chicago, so we've got a little bit of history back there, know a lot of the same people and have seen a lot of the same things. So there's a wealth of information, there's a wealth of experience, talent that Barry brings to the table, which is fantastic. It's wonderful to be able to have directors that have different viewpoints, that have different experiences, and can bring out different things in you as a performer. So it's wonderful to work with someone like Barry and all of our directors, as a matter of fact, because they do bring, you know, different elements into the shows, and we just relish the opportunity to get these different viewpoints and help us work on our skills. You know, even if we've been in theater for, you know, months, days, years, decades, whatever the case may be, it's wonderful to get these different perspectives and explore a new type of acting or a different viewpoint that helps make us better as performers. So Barry's great with that. I mean, I love working with him.
Now, Javon, you have a long history in musical theater. What is it like for you working with Barry? Have you worked with him before?
I hadn't had the opportunity to work with Barry before, and it's been interesting because, as John said, he has kind of a different perspective as far as directing. One of the things that, you know, time commitment is can be challenging at times when I'm a parent, and yeah. So getting pulled all different directions. And what I appreciate is early on in the rehearsals, Barry would just have people come in for certain scenes, and just those actors were coming in. We'd run through our scenes, we'd block them, and now as we get closer to production, it's running the production, as opposed to coming to a rehearsal at 7 o'clock at night and sitting there for an hour and a half before your scene comes up and do that. So I'm very appreciative of it because he's been very respectful of people's time. And
yeah,
so it just gives it a different perspective.
I think the word that really rings true there is respect. Barry really respects his actors as performers and for their talent. And he also respects their lives outside of the theater and maximizes the use of time in rehearsals. And that's one of the reasons I'm so impressed with him. Now, Trevor, you don't have a lot of dance background. What has it been like working with the choreographer? And if somebody could toss out her name, I don't have it.
Diana Rickards.
Rickards. Trevor, if you could tell me what it's like working with Diana.
Yeah, she has been attached to this production since the early stages years ago. So she's just been waiting for this to get on stage, and you know, she's playing the main female character, and she's fantastic, an amazing voice, and her choreography. She's also a teacher, so that is very helpful because you can definitely tell. Our ensemble, she is fantastic with them. She's done all the dance numbers with them, and working with her and myself doing our specific dances has been great, you know, because like they were saying with the time schedules, it was nice coming in and just specifically doing, you know, certain scenes on certain days. So, you know, I got to, you know, sit down with Diana a few times and just like go through our scenes that, you know, specifically that, I, you know, if I had trouble with the dance moves, we would go through them, do the dance moves, and everything worked out great. So, and now that it's all coming together, you know, putting the almost 30 songs together with all the dance moves, it's it's a lot to remember, but it, you know, it was great, you know, mastering like one or two in one practice. And then the next time we go, it's in the back of your mind, and it's just like walking, you know, at that point.
Yeah, you're building confidence. You get confident at one number, and then you feel confident to move on and learn others. Is that right?
Exactly, yep.
Now, John, is this a big ensemble show?
We have, about 20 people in this show. It's interesting. The reason is because we have a venue in the historic Spring Theater that isn't really built for a huge amount of people. It's not like a professional theater downtown Chicago. We have very limited space. So we're every show is a challenge with this theater. It originally was built in 1929 as a combination movie house vaudeville presentation. So the actual stage, the original stage and proscenium, only is about 10 feet deep. We've had to build it out over the years so that we could actually fit full productions on it instead of just, you know, two people up on stage throwing jokes back and forth at each other like they would do in the vaudeville theater. So we've been expanding. We've been trying to work with this old theater, and it's a challenge, you know, trying to get, 10 people on this stage can be a challenge. 20 people. We've had as many as 50 people up on this stage at any one time, and it gets crowded, let me tell you. So, you know, we got a lot of people in this show doing a lot of different things, you know, multiple roles and different, you know, entrances and exits. It's a challenge in choreography, just getting the people around.
I bet. And in terms of the music, I mean, this is an Elvis musical. The music is important. Trevor, you haven't had experience in a musical before. What has it been like working with the music director of this show? And if you could cite his or her name, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. So working with the music was you know, it's Elvis music. So it was, luckily I knew all of it beforehand because I'm a big Elvis fan. So that was a huge step. But with the singing and the arrangements, they're way different. So basically everything you learned about Elvis music, you just have to throw that out the window and start from scratch. So it was hard for me because when I was going in, I'm like, oh, I could sound like Elvis, but that's not the way I'm supposed to sound. So, but it's been great. So not having any musical background, just sitting down at the piano and just hearing the notes and the keys that you're supposed to be on has been just immensely helpful for everybody. And, you know, just the way that we've gone from day one to now is just night and day. The way it is. And then also a big shout out to Jeff, who also plays one of the characters in the play. He got us all music where it's basically like this downloaded version where you get where your key is at in the song, so you know where to sing. And I've just been listening to that just day and night, basically just trying to get my songs down. And he was amazing for getting that for us.
Now, John, I know that the 2022-23 season has recently been selected. Did you want to mention what shows we can expect to see?
We are so excited about next year as well. We've got some really great things that are coming for it. Things that we're excited for the challenge, and we're excited for the community to be able to present these. We're starting off in the summertime with a youth theater program, where we're going to be producing a small show called Madagascar Junior. If you're familiar with the film Madagascar, it's an animated film, lots of crazy characters in there. Our youth program is going to be tackling that one this July, which we've already got a ton of kids signed up, and we're real excited about that. This coming fall, we're doing Young Frankenstein.
Oh, boy.
Young Frankenstein, the musical. Everybody's familiar with what may be one of the top comedies of all time in the movie theater. Musical version written by Mel Brooks. Wacky, fantastic songs. Just a good time to be had for all. We're following that up with another kids production. Our youth theater is going to be doing a small show called Twas the Night Before Christmas. That's going to be happening slightly after Thanksgiving. Strong cast for our youth theater production. We're excited about that as well. Coming this spring of 2023, we're going to be doing Steel Magnolias, which is the funniest show you'll ever cry about. It's a drama and a comedy at the same time, very poignant. We're excited to be producing it because that's one of those shows that is a challenge for actors, and we're excited about being able to do that particular one. And then rounding out the season in the spring of 2023, we're going to be doing Spamalot, Monty Python's Spamalot, the musical, which I can't tell you how many people are like, I cannot wait for Spamalot. That's going to be so fun to do. So we're excited about the season, we're chomping at the bit to get to them.
That is a really exciting season. I am a personal fan of several of those shows, so I hope I'll have the chance to come out and see those. What generally goes into, what do you look for in a show? Are you looking for family friendly? Are you looking for something that pushes the envelope? What is Lakeland Players looking for when they select a season?
Well, a lot of those things that you mentioned are very important to us. We're committed to having family-friendly material, things that not only the community would enjoy seeing, but things that the community would enjoy being involved in. We would love to have shows that could have a lot of children, a lot of teens, a lot of adults in it, a good mix of characters so that everybody can be involved, entire families can be involved. Our last show we did was Elf the Musical, and we had entire families involved in that production, from, you know, parents to children, on stage, off stage. It was really a huge community effort, and it was great fun for everybody involved. So those are some of the things that we try and look for in a show. Young Frankenstein is an example of something that we would consider good for the community because we have a lot of people that have wanted to see that.
Yeah.
Are there going to be a lot of kids in that one? No, there aren't going to be a lot of kids in that one, but the adults that we have that are looking forward to that are very important. We do shows like Steel Magnolias, not because they're huge draws. They're not going to be blockbusters. You're not going to have lines of people, you know, out the door waiting for this. But it's a challenge for our actors, and it's something that our actors and directors want to do because it expands their repertoire. It's something that they can get involved in. So we're looking for a mix of things that not only involve our current group of actors, our current group of directors, we're looking for things that will expand our influence and our you know, group of actors and directors so that we can get more people involved. So things like Young Frankenstein take us in one direction. Steel Magnolias is a different direction that we're looking for. And then to round it out with something as wacky and as crazy as Spamalot, you know, that's just, it's satire, farce, all rolled into one. It's things that we enjoy, and we know that that people that come to the shows in our area are going to enjoy as well.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. I've had the great pleasure of talking to John Donovich, Trevor Wilson, Javon Wehrmeyer about the Elvis Presley musical All Shook Up, which plays Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays from May 13th to May 22nd at the historic Sprague Theater in Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and I will tell you, it is worth the trip. For ticket information, call the ticket manager at 262-383-0762 or visit lakelandplayers.org. Gentlemen, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to seeing the show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Ricky.